Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, as I was saying the last hour, Americans are seen as our easy mark now. We think we're free, we're spoiled, we're in debt, we're dumbed down. Our brains are laced with mercury and heavy metals, literally. The illegal aliens come in. Folks, they can literally be in jail for rape, for assault, for arson, and they are released. But you know, every few months they have some arrest of 800, 1,000 people. That's a joke, folks. There's 30 million plus illegals here. But let's go back to Lucas in Texas. You said you were in a San Antonio courtroom. Why were you in this handgun case, handgun case of an illegal alien? Why were you in the court?
No, I wasn't actually in there for that. I was there for something else. I was just waiting for somebody to meet me there in the actual courtroom when I was sitting there waiting.
So you were on a case later in the docket, and
right.
What did the judge say? He just said that I have to release killers.
Basically, the judge himself was a real good guy. You could tell he was a real good guy. He was old school. He was probably about 72 years old, somewhere around there. But you could tell that he was displeased with the other judges in Bexar County that they were putting these illegals on probation. I mean, that was that. Right.
Which, by the way, they use fake names and never just show up to anything.
Right. That was really shocking. But something that touches even closer to home that happened last Friday. My roommate calls his sister to wish her happy birthday. Okay. She's all worked up. He's like, what's wrong? Well, she apparently went to go pick her kid up at school. She lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She's got an 8-year-old boy. Well, she ended up waiting 45 minutes outside the school. All of a sudden, all the students come out of school. Kid gets in the car, and he's like, permission to speak freely, mother. So she's like, okay, what's going on? Apparently,
the military was in there brainwashing.
No. What they've done is they've banned talking during lunchtime. And if one student talks during lunchtime, they hold the whole lunchroom after for detention. And what they did is they made the kids run around the basketball court while the teachers sat there taunting them for a half hour.
Look, it's re-education camps, and I am aware of this. First they ban dodgeball, then tag, then touching, and I have seen articles where talking is now banned, and you see then it's zero tolerance, folks, and then your children get in the system. Let me give you an example here in Austin. If you're late to class three times, it's considered a truancy. Now, the state law says it's 14 unexcused absences is actually a criminal truancy. This isn't even a real truancy, but then they call you in. They have portable buildings with judges. They scream. They order the parents to sign you over onto a fur adjudication. Then if there's any problems for 6 months, then you go into the criminal system. Sir, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And you know what? Good. The fat scumbag America is going to get to drink from the goblet of evil. I'm telling you, folks, you wanted it. You're going to get it now. So can I get her on the show to talk about that?
I will definitely try. I know that this week she had an appointment to go in and talk about it, so I will see what I can do about that.
Oh, whatever. Look, I guarantee you it's a former Army colonel. It's a brainwashing camp. They claim they're teaching them. See, first they teach the kids how to act like animals with Dr. Spock training. And then they bring in total control. It's just anyone who's got their child in a government death camp is insane.
Well, so I went researching this after I found out about this, and I found out that in Rhode Island they're banning talking in schools, and the different premises that they're using to ban talking.
Well, they claim talking causes taunting, so you must ban something that might cause pain. It's for the children.
Well, that's one of them.
Of course it is.
One of them.
And the Houston police chief wants cameras in every home. They're psychopathic demons.
One of the premises was that one kid up in Rhode Island had choked while he was eating. So they said that if you talk while you're eating, you have a chance of choking.
Oh, yeah, so it's for the safety. We've got Quite an interesting guest, Randy Weaver's schedule. But stay there. I want to hear more about this. Email them all to me. Listen. I got a challenge to all the listeners when we get back, okay? A challenge to you. It's here after a year in production.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? Herbal Healer.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got one of the few survivors of the Ruby Ridge massacre, Randy Weaver, on the line with us. They're calling it the final report on the CIA National Geographic Channel. The final report. They're giving us the final word. Oh, yeah. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if Randy's had a chance to see it yet. It hasn't aired yet. But letting Lucas, then we'll go to Rob and Glenn and Bruce. We'll get to everybody today. Giving him a chance to finish up. Yeah, this is the type of stuff that gets in my stack that I mention but don't cover. First they ban dodgeball, then they ban tag, then they ban running, then they ban playing, then they ban talking. And it's just incredible brainwashing everywhere. So our listener Lucas found out about this and went and did some research. My challenge to the listeners is this, and we're going to go back to Lucas and Randy Weaver. My challenge is this. I've got Aaron Dykes, who writes articles. I've got Paul Watson, Steve Watson. And then I guess once in a blue moon, because he's always busy on something else, Ryan Slickhuysen does. I'm trying to make a film. I'm trying to do radio interviews. I did 2 hours of radio interviews this morning. I literally don't have time to do anything. I can't do all this. And then I go on the dig.com Tom and the other places, and I see the comments on our stories in the message boards that are more eloquent, more research than what we're doing, frankly. Digging up stuff I didn't even know. Finding documents. I need you, listeners, because I want to give the work you do the proper attention it deserves. And some of you will write stuff that we can't vet and we won't post it, but most stuff I see is incredible. That doesn't need to be on some dig message board that maybe 500 people's going to see. It needs to be on prisonplanet.com. And so it can be two paragraphs. You just write up what happened with the lady, what the school was, here's some other examples of it in your comments, or it can be 20 pages long, and you email those to Paul Watson, and it says email webmaster at Prison Planet. You email them to Aaron Dykes, email them to Ryan at Infowars.com, Kevin at Infowars.com. We need more content. Or you hear me rant about something, you need to go check out my claims first, find out it's true, add your own input and add it, because this is what's making me go crazy. I want to expose all of this, and I can't. I don't have the time or the energy to expose it all. I need your help, and then we can put better content on the website, and you can write for us, and people say, well, give me some money. We don't make any money off that. We can barely pay our bills. If you just want to get the word out, folks, and hell, if you've got some website of your own and you want to put a link to it at the bottom or something, that's fine, too. Just we need the articles. It's about winning the war against the globalists. Randy was tuned in right there at the end. He wanted to hear the story. Recap it real fast, and we're going to go to Randy Weaver, Lucas, in Texas. So you call your friend who lives in Arizona. She was freaked out. Again, what did she say happened?
Well, actually, it was my roommate that called his sister, and, yeah, she was all upset because she ended up having to wait out in the parking lot with a bunch of other parents waiting for a whole lunchroom full of kids.
But, see, that's guaranteed federally written up. I've seen references and documents before to also train the parents that the schools got your kids arbitrarily. Have you heard about the articles where they got to use the bathroom, including defecation, in trash cans in front of the class?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about how they got cameras in the bathroom? It's all about humiliation. If they can set that precedent, they can, and the schools are now announcing the children are theirs. They want to keep them till 8 o'clock at night. They want to get rid of the summer vacation. Go ahead.
Well, after that, I wanted to do some research into it, so I started looking on the net, and I found instances all across the country where parents are afraid to speak out. They speak out on blogs and all that, but where the recess is being taken away from the kids, and the lunch break is being, they're putting them in seated assignments where they're not allowed to sit with their friends, and they're not allowed to talk.
Sir, it's worse than that, okay? They've had drills from Missouri to Texas to Ohio that I've done shows on, where the police arrive with guns, yell and scream, the children cry, then they say no food, and they give them no food till 3:30 to put them into psychological deprivation. It is a re-education camp, and then they demonize guns. After freaking them out, this is happening for gun safety. This is happening because guns are bad. And the children are taught guns caused you to not get food to demonize guns. Okay, do you understand the wickedness, the scientific crafting we're talking about?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I guess I'll end this call with, I got back from San Antonio yesterday to find out that YouTube deleted all my 9/11 videos off my account, even my little trailer. So I'll be putting it back up. And
my brother, I need you and others to write articles. You see, what you just, and I've been on to that. I've wanted to write stories. We haven't gotten it done. It is up to you to go do the research, write the article, and we'll get a million readers on it, okay? Start helping us. Will you do it?
Oh, I'll do it. I do it every day.
Thank you. I know. Send it to us. Thank you. All right, I apologize to Randy Weaver, but that subject is so important. That's why he got his children out of the government death camp, and that's what they are. They teach them how to be sexually promiscuous, catch AIDS, and they your kids get on drugs. It teaches them to take Time magazine for kids. Two separate issues I've got in the last 3 years tell them, take the microchip. Your parents are backward. They're stupid. You're smart. You know the chip's good. I'm going to shut up. Randy Weaver, what did you think of what you just heard?
Well, several popes back, one of them said that if you give him a child to raise until the child is 7 years old, he'll ought to be a Roman Catholic. Now, that applies to any type of brainwashing, and 99% of the time it's true, and that's why the government wants our kids under their control right from the start when they're little. They, instead of a preschool now of 1 year, they want to go like 2 years in some places, and... By the time kids 7, 8, 9 years old, they're pretty much, they're thinking is set. And you know, so parents, if they let their kids go to these public schools or whatever, they have to get in there and make sure they want to find out what exactly they're teaching them. But I've right now, there's a few friends of my daughter, youngest daughter, still lives with me. Yeah, and she's a freshman in high school, and there's a couple, three or four high school kids who want to come over here, and they want to watch that Aaron Rousseau video on the Federal Reserve and income tax. And so I'm figuring, well, here we go again. I've been in trouble before. They'll call me a, you know, some kind of a cult leader or something, but I'm going to let them watch it because they need to see it.
Isn't that funny? In America, you got to go, should I let a few people come over and watch a film in my house? We're so free. Will they send the death troops?
I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. Ruby Ridge, several years before Ruby Ridge, this is back in the late 70s, early 80s, I got in big trouble with preachers because I didn't always disagree. I didn't always agree with their doctrine and their churches. And set me up as a cult leader and all that, and had it on the news that I was a cult leader and all that, which proved out later. And actually, the cops come to my defense because they knew the preachers were bugging me and my family.
No, that's how this works. You got all these people that want to be our rulers, that tell us how to think and what to do and how to operate. Randy Weaver, seeing, everything you were saying about the government being corrupt, trying to get your family out of the system, I mean, it's all been borne out now. Everything, you know, that nut Randy Weaver was saying back in the 1990s, early 1990s, has come true.
Well, I'm not any nuttier now than I was then, but I'm not any less nutty either.
Well, I'm a nut, too. I mean, I'm a nut. I mean, I can read official documents for the North American Union. I mean, the guy that's about to be the new British Prime Minister says we need one world government to enforce a one world system. But it doesn't exist, Randy. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, you know, just some of the things that the world leaders, they think we're nuts. Well, you know what? If we are nuts, we're the good nuts. They're the bad ones.
That's funny.
It's like Henry Kissinger talking about the military boys. He calls them a bunch of ignorant, stupid animals just to be used by the elite, you know, for their own purposes.
Yep, on record, and they love it.
Sure. And what George Bush has to say about the Constitution and your lower court judges, they say that the Supreme Court rulings are irrelevant.
He did
that.
Say it was a piece of GD paper. He did say that he wanted to be a dictator, and he did say in public that he has to repeat stuff to catapult the propaganda. Talk about just slipping up.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of times when you think they're slipping up, they're doing it on purpose just to test the waters, and they're finding out that nobody, you know, we sit out here and we talk about this stuff, but way back in the late 70s, I got accused of being a survivalist. Because I told people to have their guns and bullets ready because it's coming again to this country. And I still believe that.
Well, you know, back then, back then you had foresight. People couldn't see it. Now, how could you not see it? I mean, we're talking about 2 minutes to midnight here.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to understand is lead. You know, people want to do this and that, but just be prepared for it because it's coming. It's coming down the pike real quick.
Well, it's already come down the pike for you, didn't it?
Yes, but I mean on a real large scale. It happens. I think it happens every week, maybe every day, but we don't hear about it. It gets covered up. The thing that saved us up at Ruby Ridge, and the rest of my family anyway, saved us, and it got out in the media, was because of the 300 or 400 people that came down, stood at the roadblock, and were protesting at the time it happened. Those people saved our lives.
They have killed every one of you and claim that you are a cult leader who shot his wife and children. Guaranteed they'd have shot you everyone in the head, poured gasoline on you, and said you did it.
Yep. Yep, that's right.
In fact, that's what you caught them trying to do.
And I was wondering, have you heard any more about the Ed Browden situation?
I just know that they're saying they may, you know, move in on him.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a lot of money. If I had the money, I'd go out there and stand with him, but I haven't got it. I'm sitting here in Arkansas. I'm caretaking a place that one of my daughters has interest in, and just keeping an eye on my youngest daughter here, and that's about all I'm doing right now.
Well, you've already been fighting these people enough, but people didn't just support Ed. It's also sometimes hard to support people because some of the folks that they end up being involved with, but it's just absolutely amazing the things that are happening, Randy.
Another thing, Alex, I want to talk to you about was when Kevin called me, he told me about a little bit about the situation between Tim McVeigh and the feds?
Yeah, stay there. Let's talk about it after the break. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Mexico's new puppet president headline, Calderon tells Bush Mexico needs more. More open borders. It's not enough that the illegal aliens are under absolutely no law, don't have to have insurance, nothing. Can commit serious crimes. The police have been ordered to release them. That's mainstream news. Oh, we need more. But the right whale Americans, again, we're like the fat, dumb, and happy, easy thing to hunt. We're under more and more rules because we'll put up with it. Randy Weaver, the survivor of the Ruby Ridge Massacre, is our guest. Randy, how many years now since the massacre?
It'll be 15 years this coming August. Talking about illegal aliens and what they get away with in this country, my youngest daughter lives here with me, Elizabeth. She's a freshman in high school, 15 years old. She wants to get her driver's permit. Well, here in Arkansas now, and I'm probably most of the other states, you have to have a birth certificate to get a driver's permit or a license. So I've been trying to get her a delayed birth certificate out of Idaho, and they have to have certain documentation to do that. Well, Mike, she don't have the documentation. And the expert on delayed certificates in Boise, she goes, well, maybe I'll have to get a court order. She's the specialist. She didn't even know, and I don't know what I'm going to have to do. But just think about it. They have programs on TV showing where these illegal aliens are going to work and they're getting caught driving back and forth with phony Mexican driver's licenses, and all they do is tell them to, well, they better get a good driver's license. But
Your daughter over without it, she's going to jail.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, it's a fact. I mean, I knew this 4 years ago because I saw it. Now it's in the news. All the major banks, no ID to get a bank account. And then they can go around with consul matriculas, which literally you get out of Cracker Jack boxes, and get on welfare. It's designed that way. I mean, is there nothing? Why do you think America's got it so bad when we used to have it so good? Is it just the people are so gullible, Randy?
I don't know. I'm thinking about going back to school and taking some more chemistry so I can invent a smart pill that I can dump in the water towers. I don't know what we're going to have to do. In any revolution, which is what's coming to this country, it's always 1-3% of the people that are willing to sacrifice all for the welfare of the rest of the people. And that's where it's going to be, so... we got to steel ourselves, and because I don't think these people are going to wise up until it's too late. It's just amazing how slow or stupid they can be or scared. I think a lot of them are scared, Alex, and you can't blame them. I've got a sister, one of my own sisters. She is a very devout Assembly of God Christian. And I said, what are you going to do when this happens, Colleen? And she says, well, I don't even want to talk about it. It scares me. I said, you're the one with all the faith. I said, I'm ready to die for what, you know, I was born here and my family and my kids and grandkids. She says, well, Jesus will take care of her. I said, oh, boy. Well, I hope so. And good luck.
Well, that's a delusional thing. God helps those that helps themselves.
Well, I believe that if you help yourself, it helps. That's for sure. Rather than sit around and do nothing.
Well, you know what? They're going to be just like the Christians in Soviet Russia, or they're going to be like the Christians in communist China. They're going to be sitting there squealing while they're getting tortured to death.
Yeah.
And, God's going to say, did you stand up against the evil? Did you get involved? Did you do anything? It's just pathetic.
Yeah.
It's absolutely pathetic.
Yes, it is.
But that's what these preachers teach. They teach them to lay down and just lick boots. That's what they're taught.
Yeah. I know it. Get in line. Shut up.
That's right. Just let the government just slap you upside the head. That's love.
Yeah. Yeah. This country, it's just a shame. You know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. And what a difference I've seen in just my lifetime. It's... And the founding fathers, you know, they even, some of them warned us. They knew what was coming to. They knew what it would turn into. They had that foresight. But, you know, they were very educated people. If you try to read McGuffey's Reader, which is what those boys grew up learning from, I read like a fourth grade level McGuffey Reader, and I had to use the dictionary about 20 or 30 times on the first page.
No, I know. Try to read a 200-year-old news article.
Yes, I imagine the same way.
14-foot-long words.
Yes, that's why people... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's why they people today that write books about the Founding Fathers, they have to interpret it differently and put it in layman's language today because they were so down-dumbed, even our, my generation.
Oh, I'm more informed than most, and I'm a complete idiot compared to them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Welcome back. Randy Weaver, one of the survivors of the Ruby Ridge Massacre, is our guest. We were going to get into Oklahoma City. We forgot about that. Now I want him to recap for those that don't know about Ruby Ridge, what really happened, and what he knows about this big television piece they're going to do on the totally untrustworthy national CIA propaganda channel. And they go way back with the CIA, boys and girls. But before we go back to Randy Weaver, and then Reb, Glenn, Bruce, Jeff, Tony, George, many others that are holding, before we do that, I want to encourage all of you to visit the Secure Online Video and Bookstore system up on Infowars.com. We have a whole video and bookstore up there for you. America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11, Mysteries, Demolitions, my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, And then you get powerful films. You can get them and make copies and get them out to folks. You also support us so we can continue operating. I've got a few employees, and it's expensive, ladies and gentlemen, but it's all about the mission. So please think about supporting us. Think about going and perusing all the books and videos we carry. There's got to be over 100-plus items that we carry on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts, baseball caps, bumper stickers, pocket constitutions, citizen rule books, FM transmitters, highest quality shortwave radios at the best price. I mean, we've really done our research. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, you know, all in the 12-plus years I've been on air, I've never really asked for money. In the last few months, because there's projects I want to do and things I want to get done, I have been on air saying, look, that's how you donate, is by buying the books and videos. But if you want to make it easy, just send us a check. That's fine. Because I got big things I want to do in this fight. It's like when I ask you to write articles for us. I can't cover every issue. You're so eloquent. I look at the stuff, like we write stories every day, and I look at the dig comments. And they're incredibly well-researched, and there might be 20 links and stuff I didn't know they find. I mean, you need to write that in an article. You need to send that to us. We need to post that. We need to work together. If you start some new website yourself and are battling the New World Order, I'll have you on as a guest, you know? I mean, I'm just here to build everybody up. I promote the other Genesis talk shows, even though I stream my own show 24 hours a day. And podcasts, frankly, I guess some would say I was competing against myself by, you know, having a, I got Gary Franchi does a show on Genesis coming up, but it isn't about that. I'm there to build up his new show. I'm there to build up what he's doing. I don't care, frankly, if you listen to me. I wish there were other people who were fighting as hard. All right, I'm going to shut up. The point is, folks, this is life and death. This is down to the wire. This is serious business. And there's a lot of things I want to do that we don't have the capital for. And I've tried to finance it all with video sales and things. And frankly, I know we can do even more now. We have the capital. So if you want to donate to us, just buy a bunch of videos and books. That's how you do it. Or if you don't want those, to give out to people. See, that way you know a large portion of what you're sending us goes to the fight, because you actually get something back. Regardless, we've had my accountant do it. It's depending on the year, 94 to 96% of the money that comes in here goes into the fight. Okay? And the rest goes so I can cram a bunch of food down my fat face. I am in this thing. I am obsessed with this. I am committed to this. This is what I do, and I need fuel. I need payloads. I need info bombs to drop on the enemy, and you are the factory. You've got to give us the support. All right, I'm going to shut up. Randy Weaver, you've got the federal siege at Ruby Ridge. In our own words, the book. Tell folks how they get that.
Well, they can write to me here in Arkansas. The address is 14258 Highway 7 North, Harrison, Arkansas. That's AR for Arkansas. And the zip code is 72601. And thank you for that, Alex. If they send $20, I'll have it shipped to them same day I get the check or money order or cash or however they want to send it.
By the way, I got a signed copy from you, that was in person a few years back. Is this we had a chance to go to dinner. Is this a signed copy they'll be getting?
Yes, signed copy. And
well, that's even better. Give that address out, please, slowly.
Okay. It's 14258 Highway 7 North, Harrison, Arkansas, 72601. Also, I don't carry him anymore, but Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, who's a really good guy,
helped me write
another book called Vicky, Sam, and America, How the Government Killed All Three. And he's got some at his home. I don't have his address. I just DeSafford, Arizona is where he's at.
Now, folks can find that. He's got a website. We've got a person might be able to tell us that, calling in, another GCN Radio Network host, who I need to get back on as a guest soon, our very own Officer Jack McClam. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing fine. Hey, Brother Randy.
Hi, Jack, I love you.
Yeah, love you too, brother. Hope the family's doing well.
Jack McClam went up there with Bo Greitch and helped keep him from killing the rest of the family.
Yes, he did. And my daughters trusted Jack when he was up there with Bo, and they didn't trust Bo. And I didn't know why, but I think sometimes women are more tuned into that sort of thing. But I won't say anything more about that other than that I love Jack very much.
Likewise, brother, and I miss you guys. I'd love to see you all again one day, and I hope everything's going well for you.
Jack, we've got cloudy skies and 70 degrees. How is it up in Idaho?
Cloudy skies and about 55 degrees here, brother, in the Rocky Mountains.
That's not too bad.
Jack McClam, Randy tried to bring up the new Oklahoma City revelations earlier.
Yeah.
With Larry Potts being fingered in federal signed affidavits and being the mastermind of OKC, we'd already gotten that intel. Now Danny Colson, who checked in the day before or the night before there in Oklahoma City, has been caught red-handed. He's now blown the whistle and is saying there needs to be a new investigation and government was involved. That's on record. It seems that's unraveling. I want to get Randy's take on that, but first yours, Jack.
Well, I think it's about time, but I am shocked, you know, what our government has done for years and years and years, and I'm talking about the international criminal elite that controls our government, is if there's any witnesses out there, they usually end up dead. So we're here at our two police and military associations pretty shocked that these people are still alive, because usually they go around and clean out any witnesses so this never happens in the future. And so, but we're very pleased, and I would ask all the listeners to pray for these people that their safety continues until they can get the whole stories out, you know, and of course after that too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Randy, your comments on it?
Well, until the day they supposedly euthanized Tim McVeigh, it didn't enter my mind that he might be an operative for the government. But the day they zapped him, one of the three reporters that witnessed the supposed execution, she come on live. I was watching it on CNN that morning because I was interested in it, and she said that she didn't think he died. And they go, what? And she goes, yeah. She said, I've watched these before, and they always turn blue, and he just...
I know. We got to find that. There was also a syndicate of columnists, a black reporter, a black man, I forget his name, and he came out and said that McVeigh was still breathing.
Well, I believe that ever since that day.
Yeah, this is interesting, Randy, because at our police association here, that was the talk going around, that we knew he was an operative and that they wouldn't kill him at that time, and they probably made him promises of being out on some, beach in the, in the Pacific someplace with all these naked ladies and all that, and then they'd kill him later because they just can't have somebody out there like Tim McVeigh. Can you imagine if he'd been found? I mean, they can't allow that, so he's probably dead today.
Yeah, he wasn't very bright and kind of a loose cannon. I knew guys like that in Special Forces.
Sure.
And I saw things in there I didn't like, and that's one of the big reasons I got out. But
right.
I understand his psyche and why they would use him and get away with it for a while and be able to cover it up as long as they did.
Brother. Yeah, you and I both know these guys that I was just thinking before I came on the show today about the guys I've known that are just, they'll do anything government tells them to do. Mass murder, kill anybody, because they're pragmatists. You know, they want to be on the winning side, and their whole psyche is, I'm going to do anything to be on the winning side.
But what they don't know is their soul loses. We could even lose to the New World Order, but our souls win.
That's right, brother. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go through some rough times, I think. I think we're winning this thing, Randy and Alex. Our mail and our email from police and soldiers and private sector people makes us believe that we're winning this thing. And God may grant us the victory at this time, but we're still going to go through hell. You know, it's going to be tough. So, but these guys, that they're so stupid, Randy, you know the guys I'm talking about that'll go out and execute people, presidents, sure, and blow up buildings and different things, and they think that they're going to be allowed to live, but then they put a double tap in their head and they're gone after they do these things. So they're really so stupid, you know, these hitmen and bombers for the government, because they're not going to allow them to be out there and go down to a bar one night and get drunk and talk about what they did.
You got it.
Well, you know, Jack, I'm glad you called in, because you were there during the siege. In a nutshell, boil down what happened at Ruby Ridge and what you witnessed.
Well, it was really a turning point in my life, Alex, and Randy knows this too, that even I know it was a turning point in his life, poor brother, losing his family like that. But when I was standing up on that back porch and looking around, and every bush was one of my fellow officers in Kevlar and camouflage, and part of the trees were even some of my fellow officers coming against one family that just wanted to be left alone on that mountaintop in northern Idaho, just wanted to be left alone. And for them to come in and do a search and destroy mission on this family, I saw Vicky's body up underneath the table in a pool of blood. And I know they machine gunned little Sammy in the back as he was running away. He was no threat to anybody. And I saw Randy, who was shot up underneath the arm, and Kevin Harris, who almost lost his life because he had gangrene setting into the wound that Lon Herucci had put into him. And it just broke my heart. I mean, it broke my heart forever. Now, I knew that there was police officers and soldiers that would execute people when the government told them to, but I had never seen anything like this. I never thought I ever would, but one thing Randy may remember that I do remember very, very well, praise God, is when we were walking down that hill that Monday with little Elisheba in Randy's arms and Bo's arms around them, and I had little Sarah and Rebecca in my arms. And we were walking down past this whole line of 500 militarized police and Kevlar and face paint and everything. As I looked into the eyes of some of these guys with disgust, and I saw tears running down some of their cheeks. And that made me feel a little better, because some of them still had a heart, but it just broke my heart forever to see what they did to this wonderful American family that loved the Lord and just wanted to get out of this Antichrist system that's being set up here in the United States.
And how can you deny it now? You know, I got reminded by a listener, Jack, last hour, because I've seen the articles. They've now banned talking at lunch in hundreds of school districts we know of, and they now are literally not allowing them to play tag or chase, cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, these are prisons now.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they have purposely turned our children into humanists and with no moral code. I read all the time here the reports from some of these humanists that have set up systems in our schools where the children are taught that it's okay to kill, it's okay to rob, it's okay to do all these things if you've clarified these values for yourself with no pressure from your parents or your priest or anybody like that. And so we have these children today who spend more time at the schools than they do with mom and dad, and the schools tell them mom and dad are crazy, they have these old antiquated ideas, and they have to look to their teachers.
They do. How could a parent send their child when Time Magazine for Kids says your parents are bad, don't listen to them, they're backwards, take a chip, when the teacher says it's fun, come put your finger on the thumb scanner, but don't tell your parents. I mean, what the... Man, I mean, that's incredible. We just put up with anything.
I know it, and yet the parents keep sending their children to these schools, and it's absolutely insanity, because... And now they're saying, well, we got to have these cameras in the bathrooms and the toilet stalls because the kids are animals. They're just, they have no moral code. Well, guess who taught them that evil moral code?
Well, you know, look, they knew what they were doing. Teach them to not have any discipline, then they act like animals, then you get them in the system. They have them play violent video games, watch violent movies, tell the parents don't discipline, and then as soon as you're 17, you're going to go into prison because the world isn't going to put up with that.
That's right. And then they say, oh, we have this injection that we want to put in the child so that he doesn't go bad. You know, we got these injections now we put into the child that will get rid of that part in their brain where the child turns to the bad side.
Oh, yeah, for those that don't know, the whole new class of vaccines attacks the brain so you can't, quote, use drugs, but
that's
it actually
right.
eats those areas of the brain. I mean, how could you not? This sounds like Antichrist. I mean, who could come up with stuff like that? It's like a Philip K. Dick science fiction nightmare.
I know it. I know it, brother.
I mean, imagine making a movie 20 years ago where the government wants to inject you with vaccines that attack your brain.
Yes, we have a leading child psychologist that talks and trains prospective teachers to go into the teaching field, and he says every child who believes in God in America is mentally ill.
That's right. In fact, that was to what the National Teachers Association back in the, what, 70s?
Oh, it's been a long time ago. Dr. Paul Brandwein.
Yeah, said they're all mentally ill, and it's our job to change that.
That's right. They got to have injections to change that mental illness that they have.
Jack McClam, the show's right here on Genesis, 7 p.m. Central in the evening. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, brother. And God bless you, Brandy and the family. And hope to talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jack. Say hi to all my friends up there.
A couple more segments with Randy Weaver.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down on a bloody war for liberty for their descendants.
Thanks.
Look, folks, none of you are going to get out of this alive. And I'm telling you, to really live, you got to join the good side. You got to stand up against evil. You got to stand up for the weak. It's what you're designed to do. It's what warriors are meant to do, not be a bunch of idiots in black uniforms stomping around acting tough. Those guys are a bunch of weaklings. They think being a man's being a big scary beast, and that's not what it's about. And I tell you, when people got the odds against them, that's when they're a lot stronger. That's like a little woman picking up a car when it's on her baby. And I'm telling the New World Order they're going to be defeated. Randy Weaver, I have no doubt that these creatures are going to go too far and that they're going to lose.
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, talking about the little guy against the big guy, I was the third smallest kid in my class out of 124 students when I went to school. And I loved dodgeball. But anyway...
Well, no, you're right. That's what they're doing, though. They're taking all the fun, all the action out of everything, turn us into jellyfish.
Yes. Yeah. It's, I encourage my kids, well, I don't have to encourage them too much anymore. They're all old enough now, their ways are pretty much set. But, like my one daughter, she likes to shoot gophers with a .45-70, and, so she's ready. But
yeah, well, your daughter certainly got an education in the New World Order, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah. And, of course, my youngest doesn't remember any of it. She was a baby at the time. But
what do your daughters think when they see Lon Horiuchi on television?
Well, I don't know if they... one daughter doesn't watch TV at all, the one that shoots the gophers. And the older one... Sarah, she remembers it the best. She was 16 at the time, and she just, you know, she's kind of like me, has some bad feelings, you know, will die with bad feelings about what happened and who did what up there. And Elizabeth just, she just knows what she's heard from the rest of us, but she's doing real well.
She was in your wife's arms, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, she was the baby that Vicky was holding when they shot her. When they shot Vicky, and but she's doing good. She's very stable mentally and emotionally, and I'm real proud of them, all three of them. You know.
Well, I tell you, we really appreciate you, Randy, and we're sorry for all the things you've been through, and we're sorry that more wasn't done at the time. But as you said, the 200, 300 folks that showed up really did save you.
Yes, they did. You know, up in those mountains, you can hear a shot ring out for miles around. It echoes back and forth and all that. And they couldn't see. They wouldn't allow them close enough to see anything. They were 2 miles away down the road, at the end of the road. But they could hear if there's any shots going on. They'd be able to hear it and count them and figure out what was going on. And plus, some of them actually were sneaking around. One neighbor of mine, old Jack Riddle, a great guy, lived on a hilltop across the valley from us, about a half mile of Copies, and he took that. Tom Grant was a reporter, TV reporter out of Spokane, Washington, took him up there with his camera. And they're the ones that got that helicopter flying around with a diesel bladder on it, circling over the place.
That's and right. They were going to burn you out and burn those babies.
Yeah, and what they did, Jack started jumping up and down, waving his arms to let him know that he was watching. And by golly, it was about 20 minutes later, after that helicopter, it immediately landed. It took off and went down into the valley and landed at their base camp. And 20 minutes later, Jack and this Tom Grant were both arrested and interrogated for a few hours in town.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive...